We were talking before about the issue of duration of hormonal therapy, and in terms of duration of use of trastuzumab, there are trials, you know, trying to define that just as there are in hormonal therapy. But what we're seeing in our patterns of care studies is that consistently both investigators and the docs in practice are trying to get women out to that year point of trastuzumab. Is that what you do, and in what situations would you use less or more?
Well, again, it's sort of a body of evidence argument for me, which is that most of the patients who have been studied with trastuzumab in the adjuvant setting have received 12 months of therapy. The fact that 12 months was perhaps an arbitrary selection is really beside the point. It's still a fact that that's where the data is. You have a little tiny study that says that 9 weeks of therapy might be equally effective. That is to say, it gets the same point estimate in terms of benefit. But one has to also recognize that, A, the confidence intervals in that small study are wide, and B, that is not a direct comparison against 1 year of therapy. So we don't really know that it's just as good as the setting that we have the most data for. In the other direction, 2 years of therapy versus the shorter duration has been studied in the HERA trial, and that's not yet reported, and we're waiting for that. The French currently have a trial looking at 6 months of therapy versus 1 year, but again, it's not yet reported. So considering that the largest body of evidence, and it's literally something like 95% of all the data, was generated in patients who took 1 year of therapy, I agree with the majority of your respondents who aim for that year of treatment. I think that's the right thing to offer patients based on everything we know right now.